Welcome to The Conversation. You're listening to Andy Mason, and this is authentic conversations around the messy intersection of faith, family, and business. So I'm going to invite you into a little journey that I'm on this morning, and then we're going to get started and walk you through what I think we're going to cover over the next few podcast sessions or episodes. So here goes. One of the things that I do in learning to hear the voice of God is I get clues, I get ideas, I get things that pop up, and if they keep popping up, they are road markers into the heart of God for me. Proverbs says that it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, it's the glory of kings to search it out. What that means is there's a delight, there's a maturity, there's a path in discovering things that God lays out for us. He doesn't hide them from us, but for us. And that process of finding those things out actually can become a journey of delight. It gives God delight and actually gives us delight and strength and wisdom as we uncover those. So my wife and I wrote a book called Dream Culture, Bringing Dreams to Life. We wrote it, I believe, in 2011. In behind, there's a whole story with Danny Silk and behind how that even came about. And it's been a great thing. It's really a life message for us of really discovering the dreams and desires of your heart, the heart dreams, not the night dreams, and then turning those into practical action steps and dealing with the challenges along the way. So that's been up and going. It's sitting in the background. It's ticking over. We tried a series of different things to launch different online courses. It hasn't quite worked out. I've wondered if it's been timing. Now, over the last month, I've been doing a series of other courses that have been really powerful. HeyGodWhatNow.com. You can find just helping people hear God to make practical decisions for their day. And through that process, I've just been wondering and pondering, you know, is it time to do another dream course to help people reconnect with the dreams and desires of their heart? Think outside the box. So many of us get stuck in the ruts of life, and it's time to step out of that. We need solutions to problems that have been ignored. We need solutions to what people are facing right now. And the way to do that is to dream with God. It releases wisdom, innovation, creativity, ideas, and it taps into a passion and a pursuit that connects you with purpose so that you can ultimately say, I was born for this. Well, over the last week, there's been a couple of things have happened, and it just gives me clues. Dan McCollum is a friend of mine, and he gave me access to his dream course, which is on pretty much exactly the same subject as what we do. Not night dreams, heart dreams. How do you find that, discover it, and move towards that? Ali, a friend of mine from the UK, sent me a random encouraging thought via Facebook Messenger saying, Andy, been thinking of you. You need to be doing something on that dream culture. I'm reading that book of yours again, and it's just inspiring me. Then I came across Bob Goff, a phenomenal guy, and what he's doing in Dream Big is his book that's just hit New York bestseller. And he's doing a YouVersion free devotional, which I just picked up and jumped into and just love it. And it's awakening again why I do what I do. I get to do this with business people all over the world, and I love it. And then finally, just pondering and processing, thought, you know what? It's time to just do something. So welcome to today. I'm picking up the book Dream Culture, Bringing Dreams to Life by Andy and Janine Mason. And I'm going to walk you through this process. By the end of it, you will reconnect with your heart. You'll reconnect with why you exist. And it will set you on a path of moving forward regardless of the challenges to put steps in place for you to fully live out who you're born to be. But let's just start with this. A group of six-year-olds was in a drawing class with their elementary school teacher. One little girl sat at the back of the class with arms curled around her paper. She was totally absorbed in what she was doing for more than 20 minutes. The teacher found this fascinating. Eventually, she asked the girl what she was drawing. Without looking up, the girl said, I'm drawing a picture of God. Surprised, the teacher said, but nobody knows what God looks like. The girl said, they will in a minute. The world is waiting to see what picture your life paints of who he is. So Live well. Chapter 1, the dream, the invitation. How would it feel to have someone not only believe in you and your dreams, but also work alongside you to help those dreams become reality? What would it be like if we lived in a community where everyone was intentionally seeking to encourage and empower one another to discover their purpose and live their dream? We believe that kind of community is possible, and it starts with you and me. So what is your dream, and how can we help you live it well? Our dream is to catalyze a global dream culture where people everywhere join together in community to help one another succeed in life, life as God made us to live it. It's a culture full of courage to face the impossible, love that overcomes fear, and the tangible presence and power of God that makes the supernatural a daily experience. It's a culture where people genuinely know and commit to help one another discover the gold God put in each of us, then to walk alongside each other to see the fullness of that gold expressed. And working with people all around us, we get the greatest reward seeing their lives transformed into who they were born to be. We have the privilege of partnering with people and seeing the joy of a dream realized or a victory celebrated in overcoming a dream barrier. As people begin to shine no matter what they're made of, life is released that reminds us we really are made in the image of God. It is true, as Saint Irenaeus was quoted as saying in 202 AD, that the glory of God is a man fully alive. If Christ came that we might have life and life to the full, then discovering and living your dreams is part of the process. All creation is groaning in anticipation of seeing you and the people around you fully alive. Impossible is just a big word thrown about by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare. Impossible is potential. Impossible is temporary. Impossible is nothing. Adidas. The purpose of this book is to unlock the dreams within you and unleash you to walk those dreams out to fulfillment. We live in the world we create with our words and actions. If you want to live a different future than your present circumstances reveal, then you'll need to think differently, speak differently, and act differently. The challenge is that all this involves change, and change involves walking through the discomfort of doing things differently. It's our hope that this book will be a catalyst and companion to you on that journey. It's designed to be interactive, so we encourage you to take the time to work through the dream activation exercises that will turn your ideas into habits, then into a lifestyle of intentionally living your dreams, setting you up to succeed. We encourage you to find a dream friend or dream partner as you begin this journey. This is a person with whom you can share your journey and who will encourage you to hold you accountable to your dreams. Choose wisely, as many a person has had their dream crushed by a well-meaning friend whose intention was to save them from disappointment. It is amazing how God, who is love, encourages us to take risk beyond ourselves, but also promises He will never leave our side. He is the greatest dream partner of all. So are you ready? So before we start this journey, we encourage you to take a moment to consider the adventure you're about to undertake. Your life is likely to be different by the time you finish this book and apply its principles to your life. Are you ready to say yes to our Father in Heaven's invitation to pursue a life fully alive? Are you ready to let go of past disappointments, fears, and failures and dream again? Are you ready to make conscious choices and take actions every day to move toward making those dreams a reality? Are you ready for your life to become an inspiration and an overflow of life and joy to those around you? If your answer is to those questions is yes, then read on. Aim at heaven and you'll get earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you'll get neither. C.S. Lewis. Here's the first dream activation exercise. Step one, reconnect with a dream. Take a few moments to close your eyes and think of a significant dream you've achieved in the past. Maybe it was graduating from college, getting a driver's license, or getting married. Let your thoughts go back to the details of achieving that dream. Put yourself back into that experience and allow yourself to relive the emotions. What sights, smells, sounds, and sensations are you aware of that you experienced achieving that dream? Step two, reflect. Now that you've reconnected with that dream, jot down some of thoughts about it. How did you feel when you fulfilled that dream or when you recalled it? Describe how achieving that dream impacted you. How did it affect you emotionally? How did it affect your motivation in other areas of life? Now think about the people around you at the time. How were they impacted by you achieving your dream? Now imagine the impact on your wider community of everyone living their dream. From this exercise, you will have reconnected with the life that is released in and around you on the dream journey. Use this to motivate you on your renewed journey of living your dreams. I trust this has been a great little start. We're going to certainly cover more, and I'm going to roll this out week by week so you can actually walk with me on the journey of unpacking the dreams and desires of our hearts and putting that to practical action steps and then dealing with the challenges along the way. If you want to jump ahead, grab a hold of the book Dream Culture, Bringing Dreams to Life by Andy and Janine Mason. You'll find that on Amazon. And I trust you to have a fantastic week.